We find music in so many different ways these days, at the gym, in a club, on the radio perhaps, or a streaming service suggestion. Maybe a friend plays you a song and you like what you hear. That's what happened to our Across Women's Lives correspondent, Alison Herrera, in Ukraine. And Alison joins me now. And I'm always psyched, Alison, when my friends and colleagues discover on their own music that I'm a fan of. And this is a terrific band I've seen a couple of times, Daka Braka from Kiev, Ukraine. How did you discover them?
Okay, Marco, let me set the scene for you here. So recently I was in Ukraine for a reporting trip. I'm driving down a two-lane road marked with numerous potholes, passing by field after field of flowers, giant stork nests, and I'm heading towards Chernobyl. So the team I'm traveling with in the car, including Across Women's Live producer Andrea Crossan, we're all taking turns playing DJ. She played Kendrick Lamar.
We get a weakness. You gotta see this.
I played Kurt Vile and the Violators.
I woke up this morning, didn't recognize the man in the mirror. Then I left and I said,
and then Anastasia Vaslova, our photographer, was sitting in the front seat and she said, "Hey, check out this music." And so she played us this song from Daka Braka called Karpetsky Rap or Carpathian Rap.
Послухайте, люди добрі, що хочу казати. Я хочу про всіх хлопців співанку співати. Якби знала моя мамка, що то може Дмитро.
Let me just say, first of all, that your playlist of Kendrick Lamar, Kurt Vile, and Daka Braka, I mean, that's an amazing playlist. This song, Carpathian Rap, it is a Daka Braka classic. So what do they actually rap about?
Marco, it's about sex. This song is about a woman who is talking about her sexual partners to her babushka, her grandmother.
Wow.
She's basically trying to find a husband. I mean, it's an old song with a 2018 theme here. She's basically saying that, you know, she's tried on all these men for size and none of them really suits her. The person to better explain the song is one of the members of Daka Braka, Olena Tibulska. She sings and plays percussion, and the band was playing in a club here in Minneapolis last week when I asked her about the song.
То ну про дівчину, яка хотіла собі знайти чоловіка і постійно перебирала, бо постійно були якісь нюанси.
Olena told me that it's about a girl who wanted to find a husband and goes through one after another because there were always these issues that arose. This one had a bad mother. This one doesn't own a house. This one's nose is crooked, for example. So there were always some shortcomings that did not satisfy her. And I'll say, too, you know, Nina Kharanetska, who plays the cello and sings in the group, she told me that she recorded this song from a grandma in a village. So it's an old song passed down from generation to generation. And like I said, even though it's an old song, it's so 2018. I mean, who doesn't want to hear a song where women talk about their sex partners?
Yeah, so, and talking to their grandmothers about their sex partners.
Exactly,
too.
Exactly.
So I'm really glad you got to see them in Minneapolis. Your photographer in Ukraine, Anastasia, why is this one of her favorite bands?
Well, she really likes that song, and she really likes how the group incorporates this kind of old Ukrainian folk tradition with new sounds. And I spoke to her via Skype, so the connection's not so great. And here's what she said about Karpetsky Rap.
You hear the Ukrainian motives, but it's like really a rap song, and it's kind of cool that they do this twist with the traditional motives and what is quite catchy now, but still it doesn't sound cheap or vulgar.
This is really cool, I gotta say, Alison, because your discovery is also my discovery. I've spoken with the band about the politics in their music, but I gather you've picked up on another major theme in their songs about what it's like to be a woman in Ukraine, is that right?
That's true. And you're right. Their songs are about politics. They see feminism in America as totally something different from Ukrainian feminism. You know, life for women in Ukraine are changing, as we've been reporting on. There's still a long way to go for women in that country, as far as jobs and getting paid as much as men. Just, you know, obviously some of the same issues that we have here in the United States. And I think another thing that's really distinctive and makes their songs really, you know, storytelling about women is the way that they sing those songs. They're bringing back this Ukrainian culture. They're bringing back Ukrainian tradition, because I think for a lot of years, people still view them as part of the Soviet Union. So they're also bringing back something uniquely Ukrainian, and from their dress, which is pretty amazing. I'm sure you've seen those tall lamb's wool hats.
Incredible.
To the type of music that they sing.
So, Allison, as you know, we love referring people to good under-the-radar music on the world, but where can we actually see Daka Braka now? You saw them in Minneapolis. Are they doing any other American dates anytime soon?
Get your dance card ready, because their next stop is in Madison, Wisconsin, on August 15th, and I might actually even make the drive to go over and see them, because I had such a good time.
Yeah, I know you'll have another good time, too, if you go. I'd like to say I'll make the drive, but for better or worse, I've got other plans. Anyway, if you're in the neighborhood, definitely catch Daka Braka. Our Across Women's Lives correspondent, Allison Herrera, thanks so much for this.
Thanks, Marco.
Here's more Daka Braka and their song, Sho Zupo Duba. If you want to see photos of Allison's wild night out with Daka Braka, it's on the Across Women's Lives Instagram. Look for that at Women's Lives. I'm Marco Werman, coming to you from the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston. Sit back and enjoy Daka Braka. We'll see you tomorrow. Mm-hmm.